Hey everyone, Stacy here with Holy Spirit Soapbox. I'm so glad you're here with me today or tonight or whatever time or day you're joining in. So, have you ever had one of those days where your patience has just run out and a door handle or something like hooks onto your belt loop? Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine and we were chatting and just like confessing sins to each other and asked to pray for each other. And who I was talking to mentioned they were just like more short with their kids and they asked for me to pray for more patience for them and their family. And at the time I was like, oh yeah, 100%, I'll do that for you. And that wouldn't change if they asked me again. As I kept chatting with them, just checking in with them over the following weeks, they're like, yeah, I've gotten better, but it's like more things seem to be popping up. It's like my patience is just thin still. And one day I heard something on a quick little snippet of a sermon where someone's like, God's not a genie. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. He's not transactional where it's like, you know, you give something, you get something back. It's not like that with him. But then they said things might not happen instantaneously. And I talked about it with Dan and we really meditated on that. When my friend prayed for patience, God was delivering. My friend just didn't see it happening. They saw themselves still broken, as more impatient or still at that same level of patience than before I prayed for them. They were focused on their own brokenness, but in reality, most likely, God was increasing their patience. When our belt loop gets stuck on that little handle on the door, it's not the end of the world, but it's almost like, why? Why does this happen when my patience is thin? Is it like a magnet that happens in my belt loop? Like it just knows I'm stressed out already? No, it just pushes you to over the edge. Why? God knows how much you can handle. No pun intended. Handle. Get it? Anyway, moving on. Dan did an episode, and I'll put the link in the description below. We actually got a little pushback for it, and we stand behind it. God doesn't test us by sending bad things. He already knows our limits and where we are right now in things such as patience, gentleness, self-control, those little things that we call fruits of the Spirit. Those are just a few of them. We talk about that in a lot of episodes. Those little things that happen are an allowance of God. He allows these things to happen to sanctify us or to continue to build us up to prepare us for heaven. So when my friend asked for patience, God was really building up his patience, whether he knew it or not. If my friend sat back and meditated on how God was doing that with weird little things that made his patience shake, that was a form of sanctification. When our belt loop gets caught in the door, it's not only when we're stressed out, we just tend to focus on it more when we're stressed out. But if we take a step back and breathe in that and trust in God and say like, okay, just take the belt loop out of the door handle with no stress added to it, we're increasing our faith. We're enduring that stress. We know we can handle anything with patience and gentleness and self-control if we just slow down and take the belt loop out. It's not as stressful. And those are the things that we need to grow in our faith to prepare us for heaven. So when you pray, how do you do it? Has there been a time where you've prayed specifically for something, maybe like patience? Seems to be a popular one, at least for me and my family. When you prayed for patience, though, what did you expect to happen? Did you expect, you know, a complete 180? Did you expect an immediate result? Okay, I'm patient. All of a sudden. Or did you grow? Did you need time to have that growth? And once you get to that point where you experience that growth, it's a whole new level of patience. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Some of us might see God as like a syringe-holding genie. Give me patience, God. And he says, okay, cool. One dose of patience coming up. And shoots it right into the, you know, into your arm with the syringe. It's not how it works. We forget that God lets us strengthen ourselves. Think of Peter coming off of the boat. God could have just increased his faith like that. But no, he allowed Peter to get out of the boat and walk to him on the water. And don't get me wrong, like, I would never limit God with what I believe he can do. Everything and anything is possible with him. He technically could inject you with patience, courage, faith, and more with just a little, you know, immediate syringe shot in your arm or whatever. And maybe he has or might. Why not? But also, why so? Why should he do that when he can prepare us and give us experiences that could lead us into the next battle? Something that can grow our faith in him. And it's such a beautiful thing that he asks us to participate with him to do those things. He never wanted to create a bunch of robots without free will, where there's no necessity for spiritual convictions. So we've mentioned before, we have kids, and it's funny, everyone says to us that God built women to forget the birthing pains and for parents to forget the newborn and other difficult stages, because if we all remembered that stuff, we probably would stop at one child. I know I'm speaking for all women and men, but it's tough. And having our second child, we only have two right now, it reminded us how tough it really is, but they're totally worth it. And even now, I mean, that was a few months ago when I'm recording this that we had our second child, and I'm already starting to forget the birthing pains. I'm like, yeah, you know, it was hard, but, you know, it was fine. I could do it again. If you asked me that 4 months ago, I was like, I can't do this again. But it's totally worth it every single time. It's a beautiful experience. And we forget because it's a beautiful experience. And the funnier thing here is Dan and I prayed months, maybe years before our second child was born, specifically for more patience. Now, I'm not going to say that this was the experience to increase our patience, but it really taught us to relearn, establish some patience pretty quickly. More importantly, the patience doesn't come from us. We had to surrender the difficult moments and embrace them. We had to let God work in us to provide the patience. It wasn't us teaching ourselves patience. It was God. I could do a whole nother episode, and maybe I will, just on that, you know, that postpartum period where you're learning to surrender everything and let go and just trust God in everything that comes along with having a child or children. But I went through a lot, and it really, really increased my patience, my gentleness, my faith in God, my trust in God. And it's just a new way to experience Jesus. With this all in mind, we lived as radical Christians without really even knowing it. We might have run into some traffic, noticed we were getting a little impatient, and then prayed for forgiveness and more patience. And listen, God listens. And he might allow things to happen when you ask, but he won't give you more than you can handle in your faith. He knows where your heart is, and he knows you better than you know yourself. We've talked about being clay and becoming calloused in an episode that Dan did called Clay and Calluses, where God will mold us. But how badly do you want to be molded? How badly do you want to be sanctified? How in love with Christ are you when you're ready to pray these radical types of prayers? Prayers based on the foundation and fundamentals of Jesus Christ. We, Dan and I, we have prayed some really intentional and maybe even crazy prayers to God. Part of us gets really excited. We're like, okay, oh my gosh, this is really happening. I'm excited to see where Jesus takes us. And then it happens and we're like, oh my gosh, we prayed for this exact specific thing. And now we're really going through a tough time. What did we get ourselves into? But we should really focus on the excited part, because when we pray and when we pray for specific things, and even if we go through them and endure them and they're hard, God delivers. God delivers every time, and he's there with us the entire time. And when he delivers, we can sit in confidence on three things. Number one, God listens to us and he responds to us. Number two, we're being sanctified in this life in preparation for the eternal life in heaven, which is exciting in itself. We may pray for $1 million, but God will either provide it, he'll either allow it to happen, or he'll teach you reasons why $1 million won't be good for you. And then number three is God is using your prayer for his will to be done for the better of all mankind. Prayers can be selfish too, where we think it's going to be better for just us, but God needs it to be better for all of mankind, not just for one person. The baseline of our lives is Jesus. There's no teachings of God or Jesus and this philosophy. It's all Jesus. Jesus teaches us how to be a human being, how to be a husband, how to be a wife, how to be a child, grandparent, cousin, sibling, coworker, boss, you name it. Any type of human being, Jesus teaches us how to excel in that role. Everything he did benefits all people and all mankind, and he shows us how to be loving and be like God, where we were created in his image. As always, we have some verses to meditate on, and I will read through them here now, and I'll also link them in the description box below so that you can refer back to them, or if you want to read through them yourself, you're welcome to. The first verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, and it reads, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." The next verse is from Philippians 4:6, and it reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And finally, from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 6, it reads, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be more mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." I also have three questions for you to ponder. Number one, what type of prayers have you been praying? Number two, how can you grow in your confidence that God will provide all that we need? And number three, when you pray, how can you visualize God as being our all-powerful creator that knows what's best for all of mankind, not just for ourselves? I want to thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Holy Spirit Soapbox. Dan and I are just so thankful for you and for everyone that you may or may not be sharing this podcast with. We thank you so much to all of our listeners. We want to remind you to check out our website, holyspiritsoapbox.com, and you can listen to the episodes there. You can find links to our social media there. You can also live chat with us or send in a prayer request if you have one for yourself or a loved one. We just really love to hear from all of you and are so thankful for each and every one of you. And now if you'd like to join me in praying to our Father in heaven, please take your preferred prayer posture and whatever's safe to do so, and let's talk to our Creator. God, thank you. Thank you for the hard times and for the easy times. We are grateful for your presence through it all. We are confident that you know us better than we know ourselves and that you hold the key to everything. We know that if we can withstand each new storm that this life may bring us, we are that much closer to being who you need us to be, and we can join you and celebrate with you forever. Thank you for sending us Jesus to show us how we can love you and love others, and we're so thankful for the helper that you sent, the Holy Spirit that lives in us and with us each and every moment of every single day. We love you. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.